This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be covering the Chicago Auto Show. The press days are history, and standing by, we have a very special guest to tell us all about some of the big unveils there. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by a gentleman who we've talked to quite a bit over the last several years. He's a diesel racing pioneer, a race driver himself, and team owner, and he always has a lot of interesting stories to tell us. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261. Email is available as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, will be the CEO of the Lube Page, Dan Watson. But right now, we go to somewhere between Chicago and the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Joining us live from a train, it's my pleasure to welcome Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you. And yes, I am on the Amtrak Wolverine on the way back from the Windy City to the Motor City and caught up in a snowy condition. I'm glad not to be driving today.
Wow. The Midwest has been really reeling with low temperatures, and it's always cold at the Chicago Auto Show, but this year it had to be extremely cold.
Actually, it was not as bad as you would think. The two media days were actually a little warmer, meaning still, you know, down around 20 degrees or slightly under. It was Saturday, yesterday, when the real nasty stuff hit, and it's warming back up a little bit, which is sort of funny. If any of the listeners understand what happens in the Midwest, it often gets a little warmer when we have the big snows, and then it chills off. So anyway, I'm just glad not to be out there, because when you go out by the on I-94 heading back to Detroit, you have to go through that big snow belt off of Lake Michigan, and it can be brutal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Chicago Auto Show. Looked like it was a pretty busy show and a lot of emphasis on trucks.
Yeah, definitely. The Chicago show was an interesting one. If you went by the number of news conferences scheduled by various automakers, it was pretty good. You had a significant showing with Kia and VW. I mean, it really ran the gamut, even Alpha. I guess the Alpha and Volkswagen pretty much ran the alphabet. But it was not a show that had major news coming out of it. Perhaps the single most important one on a broader scale was the launch of the brand new Subaru Legacy, which is based on an all-new platform and has some very big updates to its standard engine. Also gets turbo engine now. I think it's, the first time in a number of years that we've had a turbo for the special XT edition of the Subaru Legacy. So that was a significant one. I think Subaru is going to have, I hear, another big news announcement to make in, just barely 2 months when we get to the New York Auto Show. But I'm sworn to secrecy, so I can't talk any more about that.
Very good, Paul. We'll look forward to it. And it is a happy day when we see the folks at Subaru bringing back the turbocharged engine and adding a little bit of sport to the lineup for the all-new model, the seventh generation. Mazda had a big party and unveiling of the 30th anniversary of the Mazda Miata, and many folks would wonder why they would pick Chicago. Well, if you go back 30 years ago, this is the venue which saw the debut of the original.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a prototype And it was a very, very exciting debut that we had when they launched that thing. It is hard to believe, isn't it, that it's been 30 years since
sure
the very first Miata came, and in many ways revolutionized the industry. Now, not in a way that, say, is radically important in terms of sales numbers, the way, say, the original Jeep Cherokee helped introduce the era of the crossover, sport utility, and then crossover utility vehicle. Nonetheless, this really showed that there was a market for a small, nimble roadster that so many car companies have tried to copy, and not many have done it well since then. But what's interesting, Bob, this was a show about anniversaries. We actually had three significant anniversaries during this one. Not only did we see the 35th anniversary edition, and by the way, people can go to thedetroitbureau.com, and we have coverage, and we show you the special limited edition 30th anniversary model there. But we also saw anniversary editions of two other vehicles. One was the 35th anniversary of the Chrysler minivans. Yeah, it's been 35 years since they revolutionized things by bringing out that breakthrough people mover. And we saw also the 30th anniversary of, believe it or not, the debut of the original concept version of what became the Acura NSX.
Wow. It is hard to believe it's that many years since the debuts of these vehicles, but a great time, no doubt, and a great thing to be celebrating at the Chicago Auto Show.
Absolutely.
I understand heavy-duty trucks were quite popular in Chicago. There were a couple of new renditions unveiled.
Yeah, it's interesting that you always seem to see a very big emphasis on trucks in Chicago. You're right, we did see the HDs. We saw a new Ram version with a very interesting new door, tailgate door. What's interesting is that as the battles for the HD buyer heats up, and by the way, remember that HDs aren't just sold to commercial users, but something like two-thirds of them are actually what you might call civilians who just want them to tow or even just carry loads from the garden store back to their home. But people are, well, the automakers, I should say, are really stepping up the game, and we've seen a lot this past year, and that's a big breakthrough when you see all these new designs that are intended to make it just a little bit easier to get into the vehicle, to get your load up there or unload, among other things. And as you know, Bob, we saw not only the Ram announcement in Chicago, but just a few days before that, we had a chance to take a first look at the brand new Chevrolet Silverado HD, and that followed barely a month behind the debut of the GMC Sierra HD. And Ford has brought out an update to its Super Duty, its heavy duty model. So it's been a big year for heavy duty pickup buyers.
And from Ford as well, we see the return of a collaboration between Ford and Harley Davidson with a special edition model.
Yep. And it really, they sort of reached outside of Ford for help to pull together the new Ford Harley-Davidson F-150. But that certainly got people buzzing at the show. And it gets back to the whole issue of pickups in general. You really don't have more variations of any other product than pickups, whether it's, you know, the light-duty, medium-duty, heavy-duty. Manufacturers are now offering more and more range within each one of those. So what is there, something like six or eight different versions of the Ford F-150, and now you add the Harley. And we saw four versions of the big Silverado HD. What's interesting is that we're seeing manufacturers move upscale with all of their models. You've got the new High Country version of the Silverado 1500, and you have a High Country version of the big HD as well. In fact, if you want to spend the money, you want to load up a vehicle so that it looks almost like a luxury car, you can do that now with pickups. Ford F-250 Super Duty can start, you ready for this, at nearly $100,000.
Wow. On that note, we'll take a quick timeout, and then more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. This is Auto World.
The way is clear. are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
It's one of the big automotive shows here in North America, the Chicago International Auto Show. The media days have wrapped up, and now it's open to the public. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, joins us live as Paul makes his way back from the Windy City to the Motor City via train. And before we go any further, why don't we once again remind folks about all the cool stuff that you've got available at the Detroit Bureau, including all the different things that you offer for readers.
Bob, I hope you can hear me. We have a conductor just making a big announcement, so it's a little hard to hear you for a second. Hopefully I'll be able to in a moment.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
It is one of the downsides of traveling the train. You do have frequent stops heading across Michigan. So I think
true.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great, Paul. Thank you. Just tell folks about all the freebies that you've got available for them at thedetroitbureau.com.
Thank you. Well, yeah, you can follow the auto industry any way you want. The site is free. TheDetroitBureau.com covers everything from news to reviews, spy shots, buying tips, selling tips, and, of course, it is free, as is the newsletter that we put out, which will give you a heads up if you want every time we post a new story, just daily, just weekly, or even just monthly. And we have RSS feeds and, of course, Twitter feeds as well. And like everything else, everything on the Detroit Bureau is free.
Excellent. The folks at Cadillac continue to add to their growing portfolio of crossovers with the introduction of the XT5 Sport in Chicago. This definitely seems to be the direction that so many manufacturers are going, and certainly Cadillac in recent times has definitely shown that they're going to be adding more crossovers into the mix.
Yeah, it's quite stunning when you realize what's happened. The luxury market was a little bit slower than the mainstream market to move into SUVs. A lot of reluctance, a lot of delaying by the manufacturers. Then they started seeing just how well Porsche did with the launch of the Cayenne, and suddenly everybody had to move. Of course, we see broad spectrum of utility vehicles in Volvo. That's not unusual. But there are some brands that really surprised us, Bob. I had a conversation with Joe Eberhardt, who you know very well, is the head of the Jaguar Land Rover operations here in North America, and he told me that something like 70% of the sales of the Jaguar brand right now are, believe it or not, their utility vehicles, primarily the E and the F Pace. We're not seeing a lot of volume on the all-electric I Pace yet, but clearly that's a direction they're going, and that is without question where we're seeing Cadillac going. You know, for a long time they just had the big Escalade and the SRX. Well, now they have models number XT4, XT5, and the newly introduced XT6. And now we're seeing variants of all of those with the launch of the Sport XT5 version. So expect to see more and more attention paid by Cadillac and pretty much everyone else. Even as you know, Rolls-Royce recently bringing out its first Ute, the big Cullinan.
Yeah, it's so true, and sports car manufacturer Lamborghini returning once to that very niche market spot with their updated
with the Urus,
variant.
Yeah. The Urus,
exactly.
The Urus, from what I understand, Bob, just doubled their sales last year. Imagine
oh,
that.
Wow.
Lamborghini brings out an SUV, which everybody initially was going, what the heck? And it doubled Lamborghini's worldwide sales. The real surprise came when we heard that Aston Martin and soon Ferrari will both be bringing out utility vehicles. We'll see a concept, by the way, we've already profiled it on thedetroitbureau.com, of, believe it or not, an all-electric SUV that will be brought out by, remember this name, Lagonda?
Oh, yes, a great name.
Right, well, we're going to be seeing the official return of the Lagonda brand at the Geneva Motor Show next month. Now, what we'll see will be a concept vehicle, an active crossover vehicle, but my understanding is it's very, very close to the actual production model. What's interesting is this sub-brand, it's Aston Martin Lagonda, will be all electric. All models carrying the Lagonda brand going forward will be electric. And we're also going to see, from what I understand at some point, an all-electric version of the Aston Martin new crossover vehicle coming, the Aston Martin DBX. That won't be there initially. First focus will be on this Lagonda all-electric model. But this shows you how the industry is having to adapt to radical change over the next few years. Lots of SUVs, lots of crossovers, and a growing push into battery power.
Kia made some headlines in the Windy City with the introduction of a new Sportage model. How was that vehicle in person, Paul?
Well, it was an update of the sport. It's so very, very modest updates. And that generally was the tone in Chicago this year. We saw a lot of small updates to various models, which is fitting considering it's nowhere near the powerhouse of a news show. You're not going to get the major updates, with a rare exception, like the Legacy from Subaru. We're going to see a lot more big news announcements when we come up in Geneva next month, and then into New York the following month in April. Though here's the interesting thing, Bob. We're seeing fewer announcements in general at all auto shows as automakers look for alternatives, whether it's to go to things like the Pebble Beach Concours, the Texas State Fair, or even to hold their own previews, as one manufacturer will be doing shortly. We're going to see the Polestar 2, that all-electric vehicle from Volvo's new subsidiary Polestar. That will be a purely online debut. So the industry is radically changing how they're bringing vehicles out to the media and to the public.
So true, Paul. We've seen so many changes in this area, especially in the last couple of years, with growing prices of putting on the big displays and big press conferences at the North American and Chicago and Los Angeles and New York international shows. We're seeing automakers doing things out of the box and doing things differently, and we'll continue to see that. And I can't help but think with Detroit changing its venue date from every January to now June, that definitely is going to change the flavor of that show. Of course, they can wrap around the Detroit Grand Prix and many other things in the beautiful state of Michigan that is very hard to during the month of January.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing move to see Detroit move from January to June, marking what will be the 31st of the North American International Auto Shows. But it was something that had to happen. The auto show was starting to fade. Part of that had to do with a lot of competition from the Consumer Electronics Show, typically a week earlier in January. There's also, obviously, the weather issues and the like. Now, not everybody is certain that this is going to turn Detroit back into a major news event. Whether some of the manufacturers who pulled out in recent years, Mercedes this past year, Audi, Porsche has been out for a few years and so on, whether they're going to be coming back is far from certain. And part of that has to do with just the demographics of the Detroit area. You know, it doesn't sell a lot of these foreign brands, and so manufacturers are questioning whether they should spend the millions of dollars to be there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The White House is not ruling out another government shutdown at the end of the week over funding for President Trump's proposed wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman Tom Graves on APC's This Week.
I think the president's right to have contingency plans in place. He's given Congress time to do their work, and as you mentioned before, the speaker had said just open the government and negotiations would continue, and that effort has been there. And we don't really see, I guess, something coming to a conclusion here in the next day or so. he's going to have some plans in place.
And on Fox News, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney also told Fox that Trump was also willing to explore funding alternatives and that an emergency declaration is not off the table. Senator Amy Klobuchar braved 15-degree weather and snow in Boone Island, Minnesota, to officially announce her bid for the Democratic nomination for president. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. Paul Eisenstein was our first guest in the first half hour of the program, and Paul is on a train from Chicago to Detroit as he brings us an update of the Chicago Auto Show Media Days. But we're going to move on to a new guest, as Paul only wanted to do a half an hour this time around. We'll get him back for a full hour soon. But right now, we go to the guest lines and go to the great state of Texas and bring forth a gentleman who is a diesel racing pioneer. He's a diesel race car driver himself. He's also a team owner and a guy that knows a whole lot about everything diesel. Mr. Greg Hogue, thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Not too bad.
It's getting to be ready for the new year. We're getting ready for our land speed, our dragster effort. Last year we raised the record from 129 miles an hour in the G diesel truck to 157 at Bonneville and 149 at El Mirage, which is a mile and a third, and Bonneville's 3 miles. We're still working on Nebulous Theorem 3 with Rick Yacucci, and he is actually the fastest man on the planet on gasoline at 409 miles an hour, but we weren't able to back the record up because it rained at Bonneville during the World Finals. We're getting ready. We're building a streamliner to go head-to-head and take the diesel records, the ultimate diesel record. We feel we can be in the high 300s to possibly 400 miles an hour with the advent of the new Edelbrock head. I'd lobbied Edelbrock for a long time to get into the diesel market, and they came in with a smash. They've got a really good cylinder head for the Chevy Duramax. It's very durable. It flows a lot of air, and it can be put on any truck. That's the neat thing about diesels, is your hot rod motor could actually drive around every day. Have a lot
good.
Of horsepower and get good fuel economy. They're just so versatile. You're going to have to come to the Salt Flats with us. We race White Goose Bar Racing, which there is no such thing as the White Goose Bar. It's the bar at the White Gooseneck Trailer for the last 40 years. owned by Mike Mangelli, and he owns the little, we call it the Little Goose, the little diesel pickup with a Volkswagen motor. And
they're all
SCTA officials out there. They're the communications people and the rescue people, and I really had a good experience out at Bonneville. If you've never been out there, I urge people to go out, and if you're a car enthusiast, go out there at least once during
yes.
Speed Week or World Finals or some of the other events they have out there. It's just something. I got to meet Danny Thompson. I got to meet Craig Breedlove. I got to meet a lot of the people that, you know, we only read about in magazines. And
so true.
It is. You see these people that have, you know, you read about them and you hear songs about them, as in the Beach Boys 407 with the Spirit of America with Craig Breedlove. And then when you actually get to meet him face to face, and this is the guy that did it, that basically his entire life was about going fast.
Mm-hmm.
The new Streamliner we're putting together is with a guy named, we're going to try to run D, which is a 302 cubic inch 5 liter diesel.
Yes.
By the way, it's Brad Bosworth. You know, it's funny when you're on radio and something just slips your name. Of course, you can't
sure.
remember what it was. That's why you should always take notes when you do this. But we're working hard. We're putting a group together of a lot of people I've raced with in the past, and we're going to go out there and try to bang on the diesel Streamliner records. And I really believe that we can do that. Of course, we're going up against Gale Banks, and that's going to be pretty difficult. But I think we can go head-to-head with him, and we kind of throw down the gauntlet, and we're going to do it. We've got a great group of people that have got a lot of experience and a lot of Bonneville experience, and it's fun to do that. It's not fun to race if you don't have somebody to race against.
That's so true, and Gail, of course, is a great friend of yours and somebody that you actually have raced for in the past, but he's up there in age, but you would never know it.
Still, you would never know he's that old. He's very energetic. Now that we're kind of going as competitors against each other, it's the David and Goliath deal, but we've got a lot of experience. We don't quite have the funding, but we do have the ability. Our Nebulous Theorem with Rick Yacucci driving is a very low-funded team, and he goes out there and runs 409 miles an hour, the first 400-mile-an-hour pass on gasoline, and sets the record at 389, and there was just so much left on the table. The salt's coming back. They're doing
That's
conservation
so
out there, and it's really getting better. It was my first time out there during Speed Week and then to come back for World Finals, and to watch the people that make it happen. Some of these guys never sit in a car, never go down the track, and they spend a week and a half out there getting sunburned and tired and hot, but then they trudge on and they do it. These volunteers and the people that make Bonneville happen, the SCTA and the BIN, are just absolutely incredible.
That's such great news to hear from you, Greg, and Land Speed Louise, who is a journalist who has been making that her number one priority in raising awareness. It's working, and the salt flats, I understand, were in their best condition than in several years, and that's music to my ears, no question about it.
Some of the people that I talked to said that it wasn't just a few years, it was the best salt that they'd seen in generations. And they mine the salt through pulling the brine water out from under it, and they take the potash out, and then they are sending the salt brine water back and letting it evaporate. Well, there's all kinds of speculation, and nobody really knows, but it seems like the salt has a little more bite. Maybe the potash was not the best thing in the world for bite, but it's still thin, and there's still a lot of work to be done, or we'll lose it. I urge people to go to Save the Salt. You can look it up on the internet on the Save the Salt foundations and stuff. And if you're a performance enthusiast, I'm a drag racer, and I've got into the Land Speed over the years. We've talked. We've done remotes from the Texas Mile and the different places, and this is my first time to go to Bonneville. and it was just a really humbling experience out there to see this stuff and to get to meet people like George Poteet and the his streamliner running fast, the Speed Demon, and then Danny Thompson running his father's car and going right up close to 500 miles an hour, and then watching the Turbinator go 507 miles an hour, standing on the starting line when that happened during the very last meet, and watching these guys that have, they go out there, and then you see a person running 45 or 50 miles an hour on a little small motorcycle with a little motor, and they're just as thrilled and work just as hard on these little bikes. There's just so much to do out there. So I really do urge people to look it up and go to the Bonneville website or the SCTA website and make a trip out there. It's hot, but you don't sweat because there's no humidity. But you'll really be rewarded with what you see out there. I've caught salt fever, as they call it.
And, that's a great description. Salt fever, and that's what it is, because I myself need to get out there and take a look at it for the first time. But I know exactly what you're talking about. The folks that I talk to every year that make it a yearly ritual to go to the speed weeks and spend time at Bonneville, never regret it. It's just a wonderful experience. And don't forget that movie that was made a number of years back there, The Fastest Indian, about the motorcycle. That's a great movie to check out if folks would like to get an idea or a little bit about Bonneville and the Salt Flats. We'll take a pit stop and then more on the other side with Greg Hogue, diesel racing pioneer, and much, much more on Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's
been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Coming up in hour number two of Auto World, we heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, Dan Watson, the CEO of thelubepage.com. So that means get your questions ready about anything to do with lubrication, whether you're talking traditional gasoline engines, whether you're talking diesel engines, or whether you're talking motorcycles or snow plows or lawn mowers. It doesn't matter. Dan knows it all when it comes to lubrication and is one of the most informed individuals you will find on the subject on the entire face of the earth. So get your questions ready at 855-660-4261. Greg Ho joins us live. Greg, of course, is a gentleman that we've been following for many, many years, a diesel racing pioneer, and just back from his first trip to Bonneville this past year, and we're still reminiscing a little bit about what it was like for the first time, and he's headed back there again and telling us about all the wonderful records and also telling us about the condition of the salt being, as he just said, the best that they've seen in generations, and boy, that is just tremendous. As you build the Streamliner variant of the vehicle that you're putting together for Bonneville 2019, what kind of materials are the Streamliners made out of? Of course, nowadays with the cost of carbon fiber becoming a little bit better, it's still expensive, but I would imagine there's probably some carbon fiber-bodied Streamliners out there. But what are some of the other construction materials used, and what are you going to be using in your Streamliner?
Well, the Streamliner, it's interesting from a drag racing point. We're always considered of weight, and so we use chrome moly tubing so we can use smaller, and we use carbon fiber where we care, where weight's not as critical to them. It's aerodynamics. We use mild steel in place of chrome moly in a lot of places, but it's thicker because it's more forgiving than chrome moly sometimes, so, but you have to use more to have the same strength, and we use fiberglass. The car's already constructed. Brad Bosworth owns it. It's the Valley Fever, and he came to us. He had a car that was ready for a motor, and he's getting that part of it done, and then we're providing motors. We're going to go with a D, which is a 5-liter, 305 cubic inches, and then we're also a C, which is a 373 cubic inch, and then we'll go to B, which is 440, which my good friend Curtis Halverson in Canada has the record at 315 or 320 miles an hour in the Mormon Missile, and then above that it'll be between 440 inches to 500 is the A. We'll go head-to-head with Gale in the B and the A class, and we feel more than capable of being the David Goliath scenario there. The car is very aerodynamic. There's a gentleman, Jack Costella. He was an aerodynamics engineer and model maker for General Motors and FMC. He's up in his 80s now, and he's had his hand in most of these streamliners and the aerodynamics of them. This car has already been really fast with other motors in it. Rick and them have set records. He's got a little over 30 records in the record book, Rick Yacucci, with a Costello designed body. And everything from a 30-mile-an-hour vintage moped from France with tassels and ring-rings on it at 30 miles an hour for 3 miles to the 409-mile-an-hour pass in Nebulous Theorem 3 in E, which is 260 cubic inch small block Chevy gasoline turbocharged engine. But the car is coming together really nice. Brad is a welding inspector in California, and he's got has the car. He's working on that part of it. We're working to develop engines. A lot of the people that I've always worked with, Matt and Stan Thomas, Matt's probably going to license up in it, and I will get a chance to do some driving. And then Brad and his son will drive. And Al Weiss, the person that built my comp eliminator motors for years and helped me, will be aiding on this engine. We've got actually four engines, and we've got several partners involved. We're looking for partners in to be involved. The Nebulous Theorem 3 gasoline 400-mile-an-hour car is looking for partners. And not big partners, but there's a lot of things that people can do to help. Sometimes we just need people out there to help buy parts down. It's pretty low-buck team environment out there. You see a lot of people helping each other. You also see at Bonneville a lot of integrity of the record. They're very, very strict. When you do make a pass, that qualifies for a record. It runs faster than the record. Then you have to come back to an impound area. And as that, most of the people on our team are officials. They're not allowed to go in there in an official capacity, and they observe them for a few hours working on the car. You get 2 hours, and then the next morning you get an hour from 6 to 7 in the morning, and then they observe them, go to the line, and they back the record up. So they make sure that the records at Bonneville mean something. There's just no way of anybody fudging a record. And that's something I really like. If you're going to work really hard, it's good to know that nobody's going to come out there and take your record by doing some kind of a less than straightforward effort. Bonneville is very, it's a little rougher as far as a course. It's very challenging. The track can change not only from year to year, but day to day and sometimes hour to hour. The track surface, it's a fight against traction. As they told me, hold your hands out, that's your traction surface, and then rub your feet on the salt. So it doesn't matter how much horsepower you have, you have to budget that power to the track. It's a pretty incredible deal to watch it happen and to watch it go down and all the work that goes into these cars to go out there and spend a week and then half a week at World Finals, and then they have races at El Mirage, which are a mile and a third on dirt, a dry lake bed at El Mirage. And our little goose pickup went 149 miles an hour on 129 mile an hour record in 2-liter diesel. So it's pretty fun to go watch it happen from a drag racing standpoint. I'm going back to drag racing. I'm putting, now that I've got my Edelbrock heads, I waited several years on them. Edelbrock really refines their stuff before they release it, and they make sure that it's legal 50 states to and so we're going to put these heads on my dragster and go back out, and I have several young people that we're going to bring up through the ranks and again do my driving school and see if they've got a chance. We'll give them we'll teach them to drive, give them a couple of races, let a few sponsors look at them and see how marketable they are, and we give them kind of a chance to spread their wings and see if they've got a chance to go find a place to race. So I enjoy doing that. I may do some driving myself.
Oh, that's going to be good. Greg, remind us about how much space you require, not only to get up to those speeds like the the gasoline-powered pass there at 400-plus miles an hour. How many miles do you have to go to reach that trap speed, and how many miles is it on the cool-down, on the going from that speed back down to 0 miles per hour?
That's the part that's really incredible to me, especially as an aircraft crash firefighter and a rescue firefighter, is that the course is 5 miles long. They call it a long course, and that's if you're over 175 miles an hour. The short course is 3 miles. On the long course, you have 5 miles of racetrack and 5 miles of shutdown and 2 miles of overrun. So you could have a crash 12 miles from the starting line. You can qualify in any one of those increments, the 5 miles. And then that's the increment you have to. It's not a trap speed like we think of in drag racing. It is an average of that time. They time the increment for that mile. It's the flying mile. So they will go in there and look at how long it took you to go from those two increments. And then if you, say, qualify, you're faster than the record in mile two, mile three, mile four, and mile five, then you can set a record of the average of any one of those. You go back through it, and you pick what increment, the average of these, the two increments, the same increment, say mile four, mile five, mile three, are. And it's amazing to look at their timing system. It's all single wire laid out. They have miles and miles of wire. And then the area, I encourage people again to go to Bonneville during Speed Week and watch. There's so much to the history. There's so much stuff around there. There's a lot of prehistoric stuff up in the mountains around there to look at. Wendover was where they trained to drop the nuclear bombs. There's a lot of history and a lot of stuff out there. But
absolutely,
I encourage people to come out there. And if you see us, it's White Goose Bar Racing. We've got a whole lot of cars in our camp, and I'm just lucky to be involved with White Goose Bar Racing.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.